Just locations. Here's the fun part. Might want to hit the lights a little bit. Here's the shoulder dislocation. Anybody ever dislocate their shoulder? Oh, sorry.
Like I
really?
There.
Nobody? He said he had. Really? But he knows how to put it back in place.
So do I know.
Awesome. Do you know how to do it by yourself?
He's told me about how he did it. I had to do it for him once.
Okay, well, I might ask you to show that so I could learn something new as well. But
we can bring him in.
Yeah.
Wait a while. Come around.
So, a shoulder dislocation, you have your shoulder and it has a joint. And your humerus is what gets dislocated. It can either be forward or backward. So, I wish I had some motorcycle methods too, but I don't. But there's your shoulder, and sitting inside this joint, and it usually 95% of the time when it pops out, it's forward, meaning it's in front of me. So my shoulder dislocated, meaning his bone right there is forward of his socket, towards the front part of his body. If you should do this, so how can you tell if your shoulder is dislocated? Well, one, you look at it like that, but you bring a motorcycle jacket. So who knows? So how do you know my shoulder is dislocated? You say, Kim, can you touch your other shoulder? And I'll be like, no, I can't touch my other shoulder. So if my shoulder is dislocated, I won't be able to touch the opposite shoulder. I'll be holding my arm out like this, or it might be like this. I'll be like, no, I can't.
It's gonna hurt
like a motherfucker. So here's where the ghetto style sort of, well, besides like duct tape and other stuff I talked about, ghetto style. So this guy's shoulder is dislocated from here. You can see that? Doesn't look the same as the other side, right? Boop. His shoulder's okay. So. Yeah, bring him in if you want.
Sure. Sean,
come here. If you pass out, I will punch you in the chest as well.
Oh, great.
Now, to be fair, if your shoulder's not like that, it's painful.
What? You know all about this.
All day time.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that you can tell me how to put it back in place on your own. But, to be fair.
Is there a video? Because I don't want to watch the video.
I'm going to show 3 videos.
Of putting it back in?
Yes.
Or just with someone?
Putting it back in.
She knows how to teach you to put it in yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have to be. You can come back after the video is over. All right, so shoulder dislocation is that. You can't tell if somebody's shoulder is dislocated if the jacket is on. If your shoulder is dislocated and your jacket is on, you're probably not going to let somebody take your jacket off because it will require motion and movement that is going to be really painful. So just ask them, can you touch your other shoulder? If they can't go like this, shoulder's dislocated. 95% of the times, it's forward dislocation. If you ask me, and we're riding, and we're like 30, 40, 1 hour away from medical care, and you're like, shit, Kim, your shoulder's dislocated. Do you want me to do that thing you showed me? I will say yes. I don't care if it's forward or backward. If it's backward, it won't kill me. It will hurt, but it won't kill me.
That's how I dislocated mine for 10.
Really? You
yes.
Have? Oh, you're 5% category. Oh, I totally want to talk to you after. So I pulled a couple of videos. Some of them are interesting. Some of them are not fun. But here's one. So
reduction. Is that what they call it?
It's called a reduction when you want to YouTube this later.
You turn it into a really strong sauce.
Oh, shit. We don't have volume.
Yeah, you don't want to hear this.
Oh, well, to be fair, he's just like being a doofus 20-year-old. You can't see it. So, just to be fair, that's a shoulder up there, and they're pulling on it. He is sucking on what's called nitrous oxide, which is what you do when you go to the
gym.
He's like, check YouTube in a couple days. It'll be like, I'm a dumbass. So watch his shoulder. Watch the time, too, as we get closer. Watch his shoulder. So they're pulling on his shoulder.
They're holding on to the other one.
They're pulling traction. Well, they're holding him so he doesn't move his body. Are you going to be sick in a minute?
I won't get sick. I'm just going to get lightheaded and turn my
head. You won't even see it much. You won't even really see it. It's going to pop in a second. He's like, ready? Right? He'll be like, oh my god, fuck.
Oh!
He's totally hosed
on that. Yeah.
So they were pulling very slowly.
So they're pulling what's called traction. They're pulling what's called traction. So I'm sorry, you're
right. You chose the right seat.
Give her some nitrous.
I'm really glad I sat on the couch.
If she's got her shoulder dislocated, she's probably gonna be like this, in which I'm gonna be like, okay, and I'm gonna like, turn her hand up this way. We're going to rotate it out this way. She's going to be like this. We're gonna rotate. That might put their arm and shoulder and be pulling it, too. And then...
So you want their thumb up?
You want their thumb up, and then you want to kind of get them into a baseball position, eventually. But I'll show you more. And what's the baseball throwing position? Like if you're going to throw a baseball, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So
the goal is, if your arm's down like this, I'm going to turn this, and I want to turn this up that way. And I'm going to try to bend your elbow up.
Oh, I remember.
And like that.
And that should pop at some point?
Well, generally, what they say is, if your arm's like this, and you just go to like some 35-degree angle, it should pop it.
And you're pulling down the whole time?
Pulling down the whole time.
So I got a question now, not being glib. At what, like, you're not on nitrous, and you're on the backside of the road.
It hurts like a motherfucker.
All of that's going to be horribly painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unless you throw your shoulder out a lot. So it's not going to be painful. But if you do, if it's the first time and you've ever done it, you want to pull traction, you want to do what they show in this video. Okay, so. Oh, wait. Is it a show? Okay. Oh, wrong video. Oh. No, wrong video. Sorry, my
slideshow got
fucked. Hold on. Hold the phone.
Oh, God! This is
awesome. This
is just gonna get
worse. No, it's not. It's really not gonna get worse.
Oh, well. You totally need to hold my beer, watch this one to go right before these. You know, they're like, how did you get there?
Son of a bitch. Hold on, I'm not really savvy with the whole lot.
Yeah, F5.
Hold the phone.
Alright, I'll come back in.
You're out now?
I just can't watch these videos because we'll holler when it's done.
Yeah, well, like, I'll talk about mine, but. I just can't watch the videos. It's...
Don't look at all my notes, just cover your eyes. This is really like
that. Yeah, just call me back in and I'll talk about my own videos because I can't watch them.
Yeah, when I had to put his back, I was like, all the way shut. Oh, self-reduction. I like the idea of self-reduction.
Well,
I did it. I'm smaller and more humble.
Seriously, like people dislocate their shoulders all the time. All right, here's another one.
No.
You can't tell his shoulders out. Doesn't look like it.
He's gonna kind of pull it. And
he says,
pull it towards that way. Pull it towards that way.
Your arm. Well, you can kind of tell his shoulders out.
Oh, it's yeah, it's kind of punched
right there.
Oh, it's gonna bite, bro.
Sorry.
Watch his shoulder. So, what I'm trying to say is all this information is available on YouTube, and you too can find this information. This is a. Wait, that's Mike's. Sorry.
No.
It might feel weird, but you're not going to jerk it.
No, no, you got the right one. The one below that. It's just didn't, it didn't copy.
Towards that way.
This might be the military.
Where it's like, oh man, your shoulders fucked up.
Let me get video.
This may be the military.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. This is from the military.
Oh, thank you.
Note his shoulder, right? His shoulder is dislocated up there. The patient will be in severe pain.
Is this myocardial? Is that what that myocardial dislocation is?
No, it's an anterior dislocation. Your shoulder blade can't, or your shoulder, or your humerus bone can't have this. So see how, I'm going to send you these videos and you can observe
them.
I will send you these videos and you can observe them.
Come on to the singularity. When do I upload? Bodies are scary.
So this is actually one of the other ones that people do in the field is they will, you're in the wrong seat. Your arm is out here and what they will do is rotate your thumb upward, turn it outward, that might pop into place, and then they pop it up.
So there's a kind of an escalating series of motions that...
Oh, see that? And this is the other one. Like, and when all else fails, do this. Grab the armpit.
So that thing you see in the movie...
Watch your shoulder. Right there. Watch it. Wait for it. Oh! Motherfucker. Shazam.
Then put a sling on it. What's
well, they're gonna act.
It's
after.
From
so,
is it, it's your at that point, is it like in an injured state and you need to leave it alone for a while?
Okay,
or is it,
so when you dislocate your shoulder, there are nerves, tendons, ligaments, and stuff that want to keep it in place. When it comes out of place, then you get nerve damage, you get vessel damage, you get other damage. So how long can you go with a dislocated shoulder? Quite a while, a couple of hours, but you really want to put it back in place first. Inflammo sooner than later. If you're out in the wilderness and you're like by yourself, I'll show you how to put it back in place. It has to get us out. Right? And then if you're with other people, put your foot in. I will send these videos out. You can review them and go
over. Watch them as many times as you want.
Yeah.
Put your and whatever. You gotta put it back in place. If I'm riding out by myself and I dislocate my shoulder because I come off my bike, I want to know how to put it back in. If I'm out hiking somewhere, I want to know how to put it back in. So most shoulder dislocations are foreign. So you can do those things, right, with your buddy. You can like put your foot in their armpit and kind of tug on their arm. You can kind of pull it and rotate. Like, so if my arm's like this, if I'm like this, my shoulder dislocated. Make my arm go like that. Put it out like that, and then just go, ooh, and try to put it into a baseball throwing position. Yes, exactly, that motion. You're trying to get this motion, and then you're trying to get
so
it
sort of a rolling out and a lifting
yep,
up.
Yep, rolling out and
time.
Lifting up.
But not necessarily that pull? Is that only with
you
that?
You want to pull too, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But not like, oh my God, I'm like pulling on a rope.
We are all going to hurt each other so bad we're trying to fix each other.
So that thing in the movies of them yanking the other guy's arm, that's bullshit. Like,
you
it's supposed to be constant pressure.
You pull.
Right, yeah, that thing where Bruce Willis slams his shoulder.
You're going to pull hard enough to pull their shoulder back in
at
place.
Yeah, Gibson did that
in the now, to be fair, if you guys are like out somewhere riding by yourselves, whatever the case may be, you dislocate your shoulder. You're like, fuck, my shoulder dislocated. And you can't touch your opposite shoulder, you go, Kim said, do this. Okay. You bend down on whatever knee.
Are you down for this or for your back?
No, they're more than
that.
Fingers and knees. So, if my shoulder's out of place and I'm by myself, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to do this. I'm going to take my hand, I'm going to put it over here, I'm going to scream like a motherfucker while I'm back. Because that's the same. Essentially,
okay.
It's trying to pull.
I thought
you
were going to tip forward onto it.
So
that's
full
what
body weight, fall onto your shoulder.
The other ear is just
just run into a tree. It was like a full run.
Yeah.
What you want to do is just lean back, push your hips forward, and pull. I guess, well, yeah. My girlfriend says, show the girls. You know what that means. So, put your hand over here, lean your hips forward, and show the girls. The girls mean your boobs, guys. So, you're trying to, like, push everything forward and get your shoulders to come back. And so, try to do that. But you're going to lean back pretty hard on this arm, right?
But you're trying to get your shoulders...
You're trying to get your
kind of
feet...
Kind of letting your shoulders sag down in front.
You're trying to
no
do that.
Interruption.
Well, your shoulder is actually dislocated in a forward and downward position. So if you pull, it's sort of like tent poles. When you, if you pull in a tent pole, it's sort of like you pull it and then it goes back into place. So that's kind of what you do.
You're pulling it back out around the cusp of the
Yes, you're pulling it forward and then your ligaments, your tendons are going to snap it back in.
Okay, so that's what it is. It's pulled past where it can relax back into
right here, and if you pull it forward, it's going to go bam right there.
Okay, yeah, like a tension tent pole. That's
it's a tension tent pole, exactly. So if you're by yourself...
That's better, I can visualize that.
I think what she was saying, like literally, like, toward your shoulder, like proper posture.
Yeah, like drop your shoulder.
Shoulder, so we know this. I don't have any girls, but, just sort of do that and sort of like, you're trying to like do that and push back a little bit. So, but if you lean forward, if you lean back hard enough, you can feel a tension on your arm. You know, just run away. Push your hips forward and put your body outward. It should give your shoulder back.
And that's sort of arching your back to make that happen?
Is
that how you create that
tension?
Yes, that's
the showing
the girls
thing.
Show
your boots. Show your boots.
But that's the muscle group is in your back that does that?
Yes.
Mostly like in your core?
That,
like you kind of flex your core to make that happen. It's
and
not
if it doesn't work, try to move your shoulders backwards. At the end of the day, your goal is get out of where you're at. If you dislocated your shoulder, you can still ride out. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt like a motherfucker putting it back. But you can put it back in place and you can ride out and then get to a hospital so you can get damage. But if you can still do this, you're good. So.
And if not, get out your duct tape, take the
front. Right. Splinted your arm.
Is that only for a forward dislocation? For
it's more for it. For the other 5% of their backward, you gotta like have an x-ray and stuff to know that it's backward. 95% of shoulder dislocations are forward. So if I'm riding my bike and it happens, I will try that just to see.
If it's backwards, are you going to hurt yourself more?
No, it's just going to hurt.
All right, but you can still do the same.
You won't kill yourself and you won't break your arm or anything like that. Yet, so.
You missed the good stuff, man.
You missed the how to do it yourself.
Oh, dude, I
want to know how to do it yourself.
Do you know how to do? Can you tell us how you do it yourself to put it back in? Please tell us.
I've been able to put it in myself.
Some people do this. They're like, ooh.
Yeah, sorry. The first time it happened, though, like that was like the first thing that went through my head. Like, I turned with my arm. I'm like, oh, I have no shoulder all of a sudden. Because it didn't pop up, it popped down into my armpit.
Yeah.
And so it was like this big socket, and the first thing I thought was, action movie. No, I didn't do that. this is at Matt and Baker, and I dislocated on the bunny slope. On my very first run snowboarding ever. Halfway down. Just like kicked out, planted my hand in my body, and just went and locked up. And after like waiting for an hour for ski patrol to show up and like take me to the triage, the first time they put it in, like they gave me like a little bit of morphine, which didn't do a damn thing until an hour later when I was at the lodge.
I'm not as mad at those guys anymore.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, I'm sitting there drinking my Black Butte and like listening, cool, and then I'll. But what they did was they took my arm. And they twisted my hand out like this, and they pulled it down, and then basically shoved it back up in.
Which is the baseball position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where like they kind of had to pull it out from inside of the
muscles. You all switch places,
You just sort of like If it's down the side, you want to put the thumb up.
Yeah.
You want to rotate it out like to about whatever that angle is.
Yep.
You want to pull down, and then you want to pull up.
But they didn't.
But your body wouldn't move, though.
Yeah.
And then
I've
it just sort of pat
and pull her.
So what I'm told is if you take their hand and you rotate their hand and their thumb is up and you do this, half the time it pops back into place. If it doesn't, pull down on the arm and try to pull up into the baseball position.
They actually had to force mine because my arm had been out for so long.
Right, if it's
it
longer,
so
your
inflamed.
Muscles and your tendons,
yeah.
You're like, oh,
yeah.
Shit balls. So.
Yeah, they literally just like grabbed it and then they twisted it down and then pushed it back
yeah.
up and my arm was all the way out here. Because it had twisted back into the socket.
Are you going to show him what you do the whole?
But then the other way that I have been able to do it myself, because I've thrown it out like 50 times since then, because it just comes out doing stupid stuff. And,
nice.
What I do is I usually just grab my elbow and just push it back as far as I can.
Toloxion. I didn't know that, but Toloxion.
It doesn't feel good, but it works. It's worth literally like almost
it's
every time.
It's
going
to hurt like a motherfucker.
When
yeah,
it goes out.
Like, the one time I had to have you do it
yeah.
was because like I just couldn't get it.
So does it always go out on the back now because that's the way that it was injured?
Yeah.
So it doesn't pop
so
forward. Like,
I've never had it pop forward.
Posterior? Oh.
I've never,
gosh.
Ever had it pop forward.
Oh, okay, so...
Every time I...
To
I'm
be
like,
fair, when he's like, oh, do that, maybe... Because his...
That's probably the wrong way to do it, but...
95% of shoulder dislocations are forward.
Yeah.
His sounds like it is the... You're lucky. You're special.
Hooray!
He's popped backwards. The backwards one, don't... You know, at least try to put it back in place forward. If it doesn't work, then it might be backwards. Just go... To the hospital.
Yeah.
Well,
I was like walking home and just like I tripped and fell down the second time it ever happened. Like it was almost a year of, like to the day after I dislocated it and I was walking home at like 3 a.m. and I just like pulled my ankle and fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like it's 3 a.m. and like this person out of the dark is like, are you okay? Why did you just see me? Like laying in the street, I'm like, yeah, this is fine.
Ain't
go
shit
on
nothing.
So, and I was really trashed. And I just grabbed my elbow
nice.
And just threw it back. And that's just how I've been doing it since then.
So it sounds like, Kim, the method you were showing us with the knee wouldn't necessarily be good for what Sean's got. Because
well,
it's
he's the backward one.
Right.
95% of the ones are forward. So if you try to do this, thinking it's forward and it didn't work,
mm-hmm.
trying harder, and if that didn't work, maybe it's backwards.
That would be sense.
But if it could, if you could do that...
But that mechanism might work for a reverse one. It just wouldn't necessarily be as effective or as easy.
I don't know, actually. I don't know the answer.
It doesn't seem like it would.
So you need to bend your leg in the other
yeah.
direction,
like,
reverse your elbows, and...
Like,
you
yeah.
might be able to do that, because it's the whole reverse,
oh, yeah,
right?
Do that hip-hop move, that dance move.
Right? You're like...
Like, kid and play, do that.
What did you talk about
the
jump over your own leg?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, do that.
So, here's the thing, right? Would
that
I,
was
would
on
I,
camera.
Would I try to reduce my own shoulder if I'm in a wilderness? Yes. Would I try to reduce my shoulder if I'm... 30 minutes from help, yeah, because I could, because I want to see if it works. But could I do it an hour? Would I do it an hour from help? Absolutely, because when you shoulder that hurts, that's legitimately painful. It's more painful when you try to put it back in place, but it's like total like relief when it's back in place.
Some relief
for that euphoric high.
But I would do what I could to put, but also, oh, so if you're 2 hours from help or an hour from help and you wreck your bike and your shoulders are, you're like, oh, I can't touch my shoulder. Oh, pop back in. You could probably still ride back to a hospital.
It's hard to focus, though. Like, you instantly
panic.
Oh, we were
told. You'd be
like,
in pain.
No, yeah, you just instantly panic. Like, after a few minutes, like, when you get, like, the rush, you're like, you kind of calm down for a bit.
Could you do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Yes.
So
should you do
everything
it?
You try is going to hurt,
yeah.
and some
oh, yeah.
of it might help.
It, none of it's going to feel good.
Yes.
So
no,
just
nothing
kind of
is going to feel
good.
Right?
And
right?
On it
like,
and, like, you might get lucky.
Try.
You
like,
might just cry.
I will guarantee you, though, if now that the people that in here know that, we could be on Aurora Avenue in the middle of Seattle and just look at our shoulder and be like, oh, fuck, okay, cool.
We're going to harbor you in a few minutes. Let's try this out.
We
Oh, no, it'll work. You do? It'll work. But lastly, I think the other shoulder.
Hey man, am I going to stick around for it?
Yeah,
this is
the
one.
Yeah. Oh no, that was the one I saw. Okay. Never mind.
What was the other two? There was the knee and finger, or knee and finger? So,
oh, yeah. No, we're gonna
look. Why did you point that out to me?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Stop the other thing from talking. Stop talking! How do you stop talking?
If you just start another video.
I never stop.
This is all for your benefit.
Yeah. If you could play all three of this
good accurate, yeah. Pop.
So, I will indeed send you guys all those videos in an external email because I am not that person who is trying to tell you what you're supposed to do with yourself. So, I see.
Yeah, yeah, we've seen them all. Yeah.
We've seen them all. If it would help, so, I've got the all three jackass ones. I can build them.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
If you want to build up a tolerance.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good.
Y'all know where your kneecap's supposed to be.
Not there.
Your kneecap is not supposed to be.
I deal with this. This is what this is for.
My tendon will slide across my patella, but my orbitalis didn't split. But that's
excruciating. So, yeah. I know it's too gross out yet, but that's not where your kneecap belongs, so. Everybody knows where the kneecap is.
Right.
Should you come off your bike? Okay, so I went on a call a little while ago for a guy who was hiking out in the wilderness, and he fell. Literally, all he did was fall. Trip. His kneecap got dislocated. That required a very long extrication from where he was in the wilderness. That doesn't cost him money, right? At least where I work. But then there was an inside and an ear hurt and blah, blah, blah. So, kneecap dislocation. If your kneecap looks like that, Okay, is anybody going to pass out now? Maybe you.
I'm all right so far. You'll know if I pass out.
It's really not that bad.
There's a reason why I'm sitting down.
Okay, kneecaps. How to put your kneecap back in place. This is super easy. Seriously. It's as easy as the shoulder. You pull in the shoulder, pop back in place. Your kneecap. So this is what, if it's close to the internal part of your body, it's called medial. It's the opposite of part of your body, it's called a lateral. This is a lateral dislocation. So where does his kneecap belong? Over there. Right? Like if you saw your kneecap and you're like, oh shit, it's over there. You're like, it belongs over there. You know where it belongs. So. Shirt radio. Okay, so that one's over there. Okay, so excuse the music, I didn't plan this. So it's also called a patella. Also, the dialogue on this is really good. How'd you do that? I was walking backwards.
Your knee hurting you now, Michael? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst pain you ever had.
See his kneecap? It's like fucking over there.
How'd you do this, Mike? Say it again.
I walked backwards. So nitrous oxide is what you get at the dentist's office.
There you go. Hold on.
And if you're a Cleveland, obviously. So what are they doing? They take his knee, which is bent.
Oh.
And they straighten it up, but they also push the kneecap.
So it's not the same kind of just.
So watch the hand. That hand is pushing the kneecap back towards where it belongs.
With
and
the
you
palm?
Extend the knee. Lift and push. Oh! Motherfucker, that hurt. But he's taking drugs, and he's okay, right?
Including whippets on
my. There it is! Back where it belongs!
For real.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, yeah.
With the
cream
vodka.
Some sort of a cauterizing torch. Yeah.
This is first aid for
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Keep those little butane torches like they have for kitchens.
Oh my god, butane torch.
Creme brulee torch.
So if you have a kneecap dislocation, it's going to be in one side or the other. So if you want to put it back in place, you just push it back to the place it belongs. If it's on that side, you push it towards the center of the body.
But
it
looks
like
it started
side,
by bringing it to full compression, is that right? And then you slowly...
Yeah,
like
you're trying to push it, so... Give me your... Well, you're in skinny jeans, so give me your...
Yeah, like, so mine aren't connected right in as it is, so...
Really? Are they bad?
Not super bad,
so in terms of like, so most people with a patella kneecap dislocation, their knee will be like this. If the kneecap's over here, I want to apply a little bit of pressure over here, and then push on that towards where it belongs. Right? If it was over here, I know the kneecap belongs over here, so I'd be putting a little bit of pressure over here. But if you put a little pressure and you extend their knee, it's automatically in their pocket.
Is that going to be extremely painful, or is that going to be...
So you're mostly just...
really painful.
Getting drunk,
overcoming where it's stuck at and guiding it.
Anything you do to reduce a dislocation, you might want to give them a shot of whiskey, a shot of vodka, five shots, maybe. Little pot, little something. And
take the edge off.
Or, alternately, suck it up, little man.
That always works.
Okay, so... I'm really not very good at this whole... thank you. For the people who know how to do this, thank you. Another patella indication. This one's great. See that?
Oh!
Are you okay? To be fair, his knee is more out extended versus what I just did with Nate's. His knee is slightly elevated on the pillow. Can't see it, slightly pixelated. Oh, his knee is sort of, they're kind of sort of pulling it in this video, and it pops back into place. Can't see it, just so you know when he does it.
So are they kind of holding on?
I think they're pulling on his leg.
Their hands aren't over there.
That was a bad video on a large screen, but before it was
come back
to
the knockout. Nothing.
Well, this one is great. This is like the British guy, and you can't hear it, but it's this British guy, and he has a great accent. But you see his kneecap? You're like, that's not where it belongs.
He's sucking on nitrous there, too.
He's sucking on nitrous, but this is like European, so look at his kneecap. And he's like,
He's
like, give me this shit. Look at his kneecap. Under the title five. So see how his knee is slightly bent, though? His knee is slightly propped up. And what this guy is going to do, the guy in the yellow jacket, he's going to push on the patella, the kneecap, in the position in which it belongs. So he's going to push it towards the center of his body. Because the kneecap, this looks
so it just needs a little pressure while the rest of
the action.
It
needs a little pressure, and
that's
then
not
you,
like a,
and you extend, no, you're not going like, bam!
It's like guiding it.
You're guiding it, yes. You're guiding it, and you're extending the leg at the same time.
I'm liking this idea of the way
he's going
more.
Yeah, seriously.
Right, like, shut him. He's taking nitrous. That guy is hurting. He's doing nitrous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I bet you could use all those tire inflators as a cracker.
Oh, there you go.
It's like one of those.
I did take a 19-year-old or 22-year-old kid off the mountain with an open lower leg tibia fracture, and he had a bite block, which was just cardboard.
That doesn't sound nearly as fun as the nitrous.
I gave him a lot of drugs, and he was really happy. This guy, like, so watch what this paramedic in the yellow does, that guy. He's like, suck it up, little man, suck it up. Come on. So he's pushing on it, and he pushes it.
Oh!
Just
all
at
once.
Wow. And then, you can hear what he's saying, it's like... He's like, come on, little boy. He's just like, man. But he has really great dialogue, which I'll send out this video later. Yeah, but so
he's obviously in tons of relief now.
You push it, yeah, right? So you push it back where it belongs and you extend the leg a little bit. So you guys can practice that. You guys. But I'm saying if. So now here's the thing. If you guys are like.
He's still clutching
me. Yeah, dreaming there. I'm acting this one out.
So now, to be fair, if you guys are out riding and your kneecap's dislocated and you don't know, like, mostly your leg's going to be like this and you don't want to extend it. I won't know that your kneecap's dislocated. Nobody will know that your kneecap's dislocated. You got to cut your gear.
So can you do that to yourself, like we did with the other one? Can you just straighten it and push?
You could. It could hurt like a motherfucker, but if you're riding solo, I would, if you could feel where your kneecap is, you could push it into its normal anatomical space and then extend your leg.
So if you just keep pushing, because I have a similar thing with that, not my patella, but like one of the tendons in there does that. And I don't know the right way to fix it, but I know that if I do it wrong...
Well, the tendons, I don't know.
Because if I just start pushing on it, I'll just about pass out from pain. But if I do it and I rock it in just right, it'll just go click, and it'll be fine.
Right, so for tendons and stuff, I don't know, but I can only tell you if your kneecap's out of place, and it's over there and over there. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, like, if you can't take off your gear and you don't know, but if you can't extend your knee, and if you can feel it... Okay, so the other part is cut your gear. $500 worth of leather and nylon, just put your shit back in place and move on with your day. You can put that back in place and it's gonna suck and you're gonna hurt. But you can put it back in place and you'll be fine.
Well, a lot of the armor pants now have zippers all the way up to the waist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you could just unzip it and open it up.
That's a good point.
I say having just bought these recently.
Right.
Okay, is anybody gonna be grossed out by this?
Yeah, sorry.
You're gonna okay? Close your eyes.
It's worse than a broken finger.
Okay, so this is a dislocated finger.
And how do you tell the difference between that and a broken one?
That's at a joint where your knuckle is.
Okay, so if you got a buddy with a broken finger and you try to relocate it, you're not gonna make him.
He'll probably punch you.
You're supposed to punch them first. Don't forget that. That's the first thing you do when you show up on scene.
Tweak the nipples, punch the chest.
I would say
whiskey.
That I don't think a broken finger is gonna look like that.
Here's some vodka, here's some whipping.
That a broken finger will look like that. That's really all I can say. So
but that fact that it's coming from the joint and it's.
It's coming from the joint where you know you're just. And you can see, it's like right on his joint.
Yeah.
And he's smiling.
Well, no, that's a race car driver, so if you're going to be grossed out, don't look at this. Don't look at this if you're grossed out.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, guys, cheesy.
You guys are just looking at mouth.
Oh, dude.
That's gross. Wait.
Finger went the wrong way.
To be fair, if you can look at that, that's like joints on a ranch or joints on a Sonic temple. Watch what he does. He pulls, puts it back in place.
Yep.
Bam! We're done.
And just gave it a gentle tug and went right in. You can see a patient who needed a little better, able to move the finger.
So if you dislocate your finger.
So it's just a slot, it's just a, like you said, a tent pole.
You pull, it's like a tent pole, exactly like a tent pole.
Just pulling it straight,
pull it straight and it pops back in. So, with a tent pole, you have one string in the middle and it can get, dislodged.
Yeah.
But, you have to remember that our bones and our joints are, we have bones, joints, and ligaments, and tendons. You pull it, it pops back in place, much like a tent pole.
Because that's where it's naturally supposed to be in all the ligaments instead of pulling it into that position.
Sleep tonight,
yeah.
Are
you okay?
Just wear it all.
Don't want to watch this one just so. You know. I love this one.
Obviously, I can't catch very well, so that's what happens.
So look at his finger. Slightly dislocated, not as bad as the other one, but
that finger should push
in.
It's not
right.
Dislocation
it's not right.
Of the middle phalanx onto the proximal phalanx.
Throw your plans.
My plans are to do a metacarpal block of the fifth digit, followed by a reduction of this of the dislocation.
So they're being really kind to him, and they're going to give him drugs and stuff.
Marshall will be the one doing the reduction. I will go ahead.
I'm so sorry. So, so they're giving him drugs, and they're numbing shit, and they're going to do this. So watch what the nurse is doing. She's checking it out. She's checking it out. It's still dislocated.
Oh, yes,
I'm doing
that.
Oh, God, I'm grab it. She just sort of yanks on it. She's like,
I was keep asking him. Keep feeling it.
I can feel it around the weird.
Right. So for the reduction, we're going to go ahead and actually start proximal over the extensor tendons. We're just going to pull on them and kind of really get some traction.
Just say we're going to pull on the fingers. Yeah, that's what you're
right.
Getting at.
Dislocation is at some joint in his finger. They're going to pull out like a tentpole.
Yep.
So all she does is this. And she keeps yanking on it. And the doc's like, okay.
Longer.
Right? That's it.
You're bending my finger now, guys.
Oh, no.
Never forget.
Now I can blow it off fireworks.
Right?
I can
bend
my finger now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so, really, that was it for dislocations.
Nobody do that.
Nobody will give us that anymore. Does anybody like to leave right now? If you dislocated a finger in the clutch hand, you're fucked. Just yank on it and put it back in place. Get it on.
Because that's really, I mean, just be blunt, that's what they're just going to do at the hospital anyway.
Yes.
Right.
So I'll pay $3,000, go to the hospital, someone's going to pull my finger.
Bingo!
And so you can ride home.
I can yank on your arm and do this to your arm, or you can get it.
Yeah, well, he's like, no, fuck it, I'm done. You know, usually if someone's going to manhandle her like that, they have to buy dinner first, so...
Alright,
At least have her turn around so it's not all on the left side of the body. Here, you know, like, bent and stretched out and sore.
Now my mouth's
on. Oh,
I'm talking.